This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Why are you sitting in the dark?
Oh, I woke up at 4. I couldn't get back off, so I came down and made myself a cup of...
Is everything all right? You usually only wake up this early when you're stressed.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry I missed you last night. How was your first night cooking at the ball?
Oh, it was great, actually. It's really busy, but I managed.
Oh, the food go down well?
Yeah, no complaints. A little bit of praise, too.
Oh, great.
Leonard really liked the mango cheesecake. He was celebrating with David and Ruth. He's moving into Brookfield.
He's already at Brookfield.
Permanently, I mean.
Oh, that's nice.
It's quite encouraging, I think. Someone his age making a new start.
Yeah.
It shows it's never too late for any of us.
I'll make you more tea. Do you want some?
Oh, yes, please, sweetheart. I've got a mega day. I need to go to the Cash and Carry before the lunch shift, and it's Pat Archer's birthday, so I said I'd do a red velvet cake. There are loads of bookings for tonight, even without walk-ins.
You'll be great. Norris asked to see me yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, can you sit down a minute?
Well, I haven't showered yet, and the Cash and Carry opens at 7. I'll grab some breakfast as I go.
Well, no, love, please, I've got something I need to tell you.
You've not been suspended?
No, why would you say that?
Well, you mentioned Norris, and honestly, sweetheart, you look as though you have the weight of the world on your shoulders this morning.
No, I haven't been suspended.
Good.
But she did have some concerns. She thinks I get too involved, especially around kids.
Do you think you do?
Well, she isn't wrong.
Oh, Harrison. It's understandable.
Norris asked me if I still wanted to be in the police force, and I said that
If you don't, if you want to do something else, that's absolutely fine, Harrison. We'll manage. If it's making you feel bad, leave. We can work around it. We can work around anything, you and me.
Is that really true?
Well, can't we? I mean, we'll have to sort something out financially, but anything's possible.
You sound like one of those motivational videos. Anything is possible.
Sorry, I'm just trying to be positive. I hate seeing you like this. If Inspector Norris is giving you a hard time...
She's offered me a secondment, love, to a special unit.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hush-hush. I can't say much.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd take me away from my day-to-day. And be really interesting, I think. I'd keep my rank, all my benefits.
That sounds amazing. Well, like a promotion.
Well, not a promotion. It's more a sidestep. She's very keen to say yes. And I said I'd talk to you.
Well, I think you should do it.
Well, don't say that yet. There's more. It's in Yorkshire, Fallon.
Oh.
Well, I'd have to move to Yorkshire.
Right, thanks.
For nothing.
Oh, Khalil, you're early for the boss.
Mate, I'm on a mission. Panto tickets, Felbersham. I thought Joy was organising it.
Oh, yeah. We're meant to get tickets to that too. It's almost sold out, Zainab said.
Yeah, I went round to Joy's first thing, but there was no answer, so I came to see her at the shop.
Did you get them?
Nope. Apparently she's not working at the shop this morning. That's why I'm going back to Beechwood.
There isn't time.
We've got 45 minutes, mate. And it's a mission.
I'll come. I want tickets too.
Okay, but me first. It's my idea. Stand in front of me.
Khalil, what's the matter?
I don't want him to see me. Get in front.
It's only Justin Elliot.
Please, just do it. Is he looking?
You're weird. You know that.
Well, don't talk it still, Doc. He might not see us.
Morning, lads.
Morning.
Ah, it's you, Khalil. I owe you a big thank you.
Did you? Why?
Well, not that I in any way condone your getting drawn into a conspiracy, but at least you saw sense.
I honestly didn't know about the damage beavers can do till David told me.
Oh, I'm glad he did. And I'm glad you were brave enough to speak up. Kirsty and Rex have agreed to do things properly moving forward, so no harm done. But I appreciate it.
I thought he was going to tell me off.
Oh, not me. But I'd avoid Kirsty for a while if I were you. No, Khalil, your honesty has saved the rewilding project from a potential misstep. It would have been most unfortunate.
Oh, great. Is there a reward, then?
Oh, nice try. Nope. I'll see you around, no doubt.
What was that about?
Kirsty and Rex were going to release beavers without permission, or even an enclosure.
And you found out? How?
We were, working together. Us and Neo.
Neo? Like the Matrix?
Yes, mate. Top secret.
Cool.
That's what I thought, but it turns out some farmers think beavers are evil. Like when I told David Archer, he went ballistic.
You grassed up Kirsty.
I didn't mean to. He forced it out of me.
You're grass. Khalil Malik, super grass.
Oh, shut up. Are you coming for those tickets or what?
Well, all I'm allowed to tell you is the Horse Force have cracked a big crime network and they're bringing in officers from other parts of the country. They need new faces, ones the criminals don't know.
Well, you'll be safe, though. Sounds a bit like undercover work.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. I'll be very small fry in this.
You'd tell me if it was dangerous.
Of course, love, it won't be.
Oh, how long is it for?
Well, there's no set date. It depends how the operation goes. 3 months, six.
Right. Well, Yorkshire's lovely. And it's not so far, is it? I mean, we can come back and visit. And it's not even for that long. It'll go by in a flash.
There are financial restraints in place, so there's... there's not a lot of money for this. The Host Force are going to put us up.
So we'll go where we're sent. OK.
Well, no, love. They're putting us in police training accommodation, single rooms like student halls. It's just officers. No families.
Are you going by yourself?
That's the idea. Aye. If I say yes.
Oh, come on. Hello?
There aren't any lights on. Oh, we should go. We'll be late.
So?
What if no one's in?
Oh, come on, let's just wait a little bit longer.
Oh, come on. It's freezing.
Oh, you'll be fine. Think about something else.
I'm too cold to think.
Have you heard any more from Lee?
Since I saw him last week. He's moving to San Francisco.
Really? Sorry, mate, that sucks.
Yeah.
When?
Soon.
San Francisco, though, mate.
It's 6,000 miles away.
My dad spent half his time on the other side of the world, so learn from an expert, Henry. I guilt him into giving good presents all the time. Guilt does wonders. He should try it.
If he stays in touch.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Well, Lee's not my real dad. We're just his ex-girlfriend's kids. And he's got his own.
But San Francisco. California, Henry. Surfing and skateboarding. You should get him to invite you. Oh, you could go to Alcatraz, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, he says he'll stay in touch.
See?
But I'm not going to rely on him. I have to make my own plans.
You two, over here.
Oh, no, not him again.
Oh, shouldn't you be on the bus by now?
Shouldn't you mind your own business?
Oh, Khalil.
Well, I mean...
Oh, what are you doing here?
Why shouldn't we be? I live just over there.
We're waiting for Joy or Rochelle, Mr. Elliot.
Oh, no, Joy's not here. I just saw her in the village.
No.
I told you. We want tickets for the banto.
Oh, too late. And she just showed me the last three.
No!
Oh, bad luck. Lillian and Mungo are very much looking forward to it.
They're really all gone.
Well, I'm afraid so.
Mr. Elliot, you know what I was saying earlier about a reward?
Yeah?
Well... Panto tickets would be perfect.
I have a feeling you're going to go far, young man. But I will give you a reward.
Yeah?
A lift to the school bus.
So, this secondment. Do you want to go? Just tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Right.
I think the work will be interesting. And... it'll give me loads more experience and maybe some new ideas. And look, I wonder if we need some time apart.
Oh.
Well, it'll do us both good.
Yeah, or finish us off.
No.
If you're breaking up with me, please just say so.
I'm not. I'm absolutely not. I love you, Fallon Lover.
Good, you scared me for a minute. I don't want us to split up.
Oh, no, me. No, that's the last thing I want.
Okay. Good. I mean, it feels like we are.
We're just talking about some time on our own, taking a breath. Something broke, Fallon, love.
Yeah.
With a with the baby. We're losing the baby, and we've papered over the cracks, hoping things will mend, but they haven't, have they?
No, my love, not yet.
And this seems like a... I don't know.
You're right. Because maybe we need something like this to happen, something big.
It is big.
It's really big.
And look, if you hate the idea, look, I'll tell Norris.
I don't hate the idea. I'm still trying to get my head around it, that's all. Like, it might be what we need, time apart. You know, if we carry on as we are, we might end up splitting up anyway.
That's what I'm afraid of.
There might be a chance for us, Harrison. Our best chance.
Maybe our only one.
Yeah, tell Norris yes.
You sure?
Oh, no, but tell her anyway.
Right. I'll do it today.
Okay. Huh. Oh, sweetheart, I'm going to miss you.
Me too. Of course. Isn't that the point, though? To miss each other, to mm-hmm. be away from all the everyday stuff that clogs up the works. And
yeah.
We can take the time we need to find out what we want.
Yeah, we can call.
Every day. And video call.
Well, sometimes maybe, but not to start with. I, if this really is an opportunity, we need to make the most of it. Like, you'll be busy with your new job. I'll have plenty to do here.
Yeah. You don't want me to call you?
I don't want you to feel you have to.
But if I want to...
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, but not every day, right? Like, as and when.
Yeah. Oh, I love you.
Love you too. This is a really adult thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's right.
I know. Well, look, that's a plan then.
Yeah.
We are absolutely still together.
Oh, yeah, 100%, 150%.
Now, we're just going to be in different parts of the country for a while.
That's all. Lots of people make it work.
Yeah, we will too.
Oh. Can I have an hug, please?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh.
Baby. I'm scared and relieved all at the same time.
I love you. And I always will.
Love you too, Harrison Burns.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
to bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.